It's the radio segment that just adopted 1,400 cats to start a new country called Cattopia. Right outside Taylor Swift's mansion.
Oh, she'll be so happy. Yeah.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other pork fingers just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Schwelm, Germany. 9 years ago, someone broke into a house and robbed the place.
Uh-oh.
And while the person was inside, they took a bite out of a sausage.
It's like a federal crime.
It's like you don't want to fall into the stereotype, but...
Yeah. Ooh, is that a schnitzel?
Yes.
Oh, Wieners. Mmm, frankfurters.
Anyway, back then, the cops took the sausage into evidence.
I bet they did.
Oh, they have to, because it's DNA.
Now, almost a decade later, they extracted DNA from it.
Oh my God. Stop it.
They put it into a global database, and wouldn't you know it, it just matched the genetic profile from a guy in an unrelated crime in France.
Oh my God.
Bitten to a croissant over there. So they arrested him, but here's the worst news.
Uh-oh.
Get it? Worst?
Yeah, worst.
Oh,
yeah.
Like sausage?
Worst news.
Sauerkraut of a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, nope.
Here's the bad news. The statute of limitations ran out on the burglary, so the guy probably won't be facing charges for
it.
Okay.
Let that sausage sit for too long.
But I know what you're probably wondering. What about that sausage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, authorities say they're going to continue to hold on to it.
What?
In case the laws change and they can rearrest him sometime in the future.
Smelly,
I don't know.
Gotta say, holding on to a sausage for longer than expected, been there, done that.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Dyersburg, Tennessee. A 20-year-old guy named Cyron Young stole a package of cigars from a convenience store, and the owner of the shop was working at the time.
Mm.
He was not happy about it.
Yeah, owners don't like you stealing from them.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it?
But instead of just letting it go, he got in his car and chased after Cyron.
All for some, like, Swisher Sweets?
And when he caught up with him, he said he had a gun, and then he took back the pack of cigars.
Oh, my God.
Teach him.
It's my Black and Miles.
Yes.
You don't come into my shop.
Along with Cyron's cell phone and his debit card.
Now,
Hold who's on. The thief?
Yeah.
He then drove to Cyron's house and slept with his wife.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding. He didn't do that.
Oh.
He just took the cell phone and the debit card, but he's vengeful.
Yeah,
he's smoking
I guess.
A cigar after.
Anyway, right afterwards, Cyron flagged down the cops, and once they sorted through everything, the store owner wound up getting arrested for aggravated robbery.
Use a gun.
I know. It was a little bit too much
and
there.
And he was off his own property.
Yeah.
And Cyron, well, he just got a small citation for theft.
Right.
Very
small item that he stole.
The legal system.
So it's now possible that because the store owner got a much more serious charge, he could end up doing jail time while Cyron doesn't.
Just call the cops next time. Don't take it into your own hands, please.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the lifestyles of the rich and richer.
Fancy.
Luxury condo buildings are in constant competition to attract high-end buyers.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest trend in high-priced retail estate has many wealthy buyers clamoring because these new high-end buildings are now offering pro athletes along with the condos.
Tell me more.
Wait, I don't understand.
What does that mean? Well, one new 18-story tower on Miami Beach called 57 Ocean is paying former NFLer Troy Aikman, superstar golfer Greg Norman, and a famous World Cup soccer player from France to go hang out with the other owners.
What?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So rich people do pay for their friends.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, I know Troy Aikman.
Well, it's all part of the condo building's celebrity athlete program, which, at no additional cost, hooks up residents with pro players for meals, small meet and greets, training sessions, and even an opportunity to play a sport or two with them.
Oh my gosh, I need a raise now.
That's amazing.
I need to live here.
Is it, or is it like, I can't believe I'm doing this as an athlete. I mean, I'm sure they're making buckets of money.
Yeah, true.
But it's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
What's Troy Aikman doing now, though?
I don't know, but it seems like...
He's just talking up NFL games. That's really what he does.
Well, this trend just started, But real estate experts say you'll see more athlete condos pop up soon in upscale buildings located in New York, Toronto, and a handful of other wealthy residential communities around North America.
I just see like a Zillow listing of like the pictures of the property at the very end, just a picture of Troy Aikman. Yeah. It comes with 3 bathrooms and 1 MLB player.
Yeah.
He's like in the bathroom, like waving.
I'm waiting for the radio celebrity pop-up condos.
That's more of an apartment situation.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of the digital divide. A couple years ago, Netflix said they were thinking about consumer-friendly ways to stop people from sharing passwords.
Get out of here.
Well, now we might be seeing their first stab at it.
Oh, no.
Because already some people have received an on-screen message saying, quote, "Start your own Netflix for free today. If you don't live with the owner of this account, you need to own your own account to keep watching."
That is a threat.
They're on to us.
And then you're asked to confirm your account by entering a verification code, which would be sent to the owner of the account by email or text.
Thank God the owner of my account's my mom.
Same. Yeah, but see, like, when I had my ex, I tried to use Hulu for, like, 2 years, and eventually she was like, nah, bro.
What can we do about this, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Well, for now, there's also an option that says verify later, which will let you continue watching, but it's unclear how long they'll let you put it off.
This is like
you hit verify later, they're flagging you.
Yeah.
I know how this works.
And then you'll get it again in a week, and then another week.
Come on, Netflix.
And if you're wondering, a lot of people share streaming accounts, and a recent survey of over 1,500 people found that 40% are mooching off someone else's streaming service.
Yeah.
And about 33% do so without permission.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's going to be awkward then. If your phone starts lighting up with requests for authentication notifications, you know how many people are stolen.
Yeah. Jeez.
For now, Netflix is spinning this as one of hundreds of test features in various markets.
Sure.
So not everyone may see the message. It's also possible that they'll later abandon the experiment or even expand it. We don't really know.
Okay.
No.
I know somebody who recently got busted sharing their Reebok rewards card. Yeah, that is not his shoe. I'll just say that. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.